A Work Star 17 by Chris Smith. Small communities benefit when local groups work together to produce results greater than the sum of their individual efforts. Three organizations combined their efforts to create such synergy in a coastal county on Lake Huron. The Iosco County Family Court, Local Elks Lodge 2525 and Heritage Coast Sailing and Rowing, HCS&R, combined efforts to develop a positive training program for youthful offenders and provide a staunch safety boat for the new not-for-profit sailing school. The Juvenile Enhanced Accountability Program, JEAP, a family court program, gives youthful offenders a chance to complete their court-ordered community service, in this case, by building a boat while increasing their manual and group skills. Elks Lodge 2525 has a long and laudable community service history. They have worked with the JEAP program for several years, providing funding, project identification, and adult supervision. Heritage Coast Sailing and Rowing, a 501(c)(3) not-for-profit, was expanding its community boat-building program to include a sailing school operating on Tawas Bay and needed a safety coach's boat. The boat needed to be safe, stable, have a 2-crew capacity, crew, plus up to 5 rescued from the water, be easy to get in and out of, and be built by a moderately skilled crew. A Working Boats UK Limited designed plywood, epoxy kit boat, the Work Star 17, met the criteria. It was being used by police departments, towboat companies, and outdoor education schools. The group purchased an instruction license. Hughes and Company of Blue Hill, Maine prepared the kit. The Work Star 17 became the 11th boat built by HCS&R. All 11 were built using West System Epoxy, Gougeon Brothers, Inc.'s technical support services, and their extensive assortment of how-to literature. 5 general activities were involved in the building process and are summarized by the photographs. The designer's instructions provided an excellent step-by-step guide. Cutting out parts. The kit arrived as 20 sheets of plywood with the individual parts nested and tabbed in the sheets. Each piece was first labeled, then carefully cut out and set aside in sub-assembly groups. Longitudinal sub-assemblies. Parts assemblies that run the length of the boat were built on the shop floor because it was relatively large and flat. The boat's sides, bottom, longitudinal stringers, and rub strakes were all done in the same way. Each sub-assembly was first dry-fit, then the joint edges and butt strap areas were coated with unthickened West System epoxy. This was followed by a coat of thickened epoxy. Epoxy-wetted T-pegs were driven into slots through the butt straps and into the parts being joined, ensuring vertical alignment as well as strength. Weights were used to ensure horizontal alignment. Joining frames, longitudinal stringers, sides, and bottom. Temporary legs were attached to 2 frames to obtain a good working height. After dry fitting, the longitudinal stringers, the sides, and bottom were added utilizing tabs, slots, and a wedge system. Locking pegs ensured good alignment. Bottom and side seams will later be armored with 17 ounces. Glass tape and the entire bottom will be clad in 10 ounces. Glass fabric. Fillets, sole, and seats. The hull was turned over and extensive epoxy fillets added to the egg box structure. Major joint fillets were also strengthened by 17 ounces. Tape, the sole, seats, and control console were added again using the tabs, slots, and wedge system. Finish. The entire boat was covered with 2 coats of West System before the finish coats of 2-part primer and paint were applied. The youth named the boat Morning Sun and chose its colors, the colors of a sunrise. Building the boat was a powerful lesson for the youth involved. They followed a plan that converted a pile of plywood and strange-looking parts into a well-built, functioning boat. They witnessed and participated in countless decision-making discussions, all very calm and focused on the outcome. They learned how to work together in tight quarters. They became proficient in the use of several hand and power tools. They saw the benefits of cooperative effort and synergy. The 3 groups worked together to successfully build a second boat from scratch, a 1944 Lowell Coast Guard dory. All have expressed interest in maintaining the collaboration and continuing the program and relationship for interested, youthful participants.